This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
All right, it's been a wonderful ride. Will Johnson, UnitesAmericaFirst.com, filling in for Alex Jones. We have Paul Watson coming up next. I'm a huge fan of Paul Watson. I've been following him on Twitter for a long time now. And I think I might put him on the spot here. Hope he doesn't get upset with me. But I'm gonna ask Paul. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
How you doing, Will? How's it going?
Great, great. Good to talk to you again. The last time I talked to you, I kind of like, I didn't know what to say or what to ask you. But now I know what I want to ask you. Can I get you to follow me on Twitter?
I'll do it right now.
I was like, oh man, maybe I can get him to follow me. That'd be great. So, but anyways, I noticed during the break there, you were drinking some orange juice. Would you by chance have some Turbo Force in it?
Not right now. I do have some Turbo Force in the flat, but you have to go very careful with Turbo Force because it's that powerful.
Yes, it is. I put a whole thing in mine earlier, and I've been sipping on it. It was about up to here earlier, and I've been drinking it down to here. And right now, I feel pumped up. I have so much energy. And the one thing that I really love about Turbo Force, I don't get this crash that you get from these other energy drinks. And for me, it's just wonderful.
A lot of them, they just put too much caffeine in, and you get an immediate crash. But with that, but I only take half a sachet to start off with because it is potent stuff.
Yeah, you are correct. It is. It's pretty strong. It's pretty strong. That's why especially your first time taking it, you know, Alex says, you know, take half a packet. He'll tell you, take half a packet because you'll be amazed on how good it really is. And it doesn't have all the bad side effects you get from these energy drinks. So cool. Hey, it's been an honor and a pleasure. I'll let you take it from here.
All right, thanks. Well, I'll take it from here. Yeah, we got a big raft of stories coming up on the show today. Obviously, we had the huge release of more Google manipulation censorship documents out of Project Veritas. What angers me continually is the mainstream media continuing to insist that there is no social media bias against conservatives when we see it at every turn. And I've actually posted the video up on Twitter a few hours ago. And this has been going on for months now, but it's getting worse and worse every time I check. And you can play the video from the article. It's up on summit.news headline. New Project Veritas leaks prove Google broke its own search engine to censor conservatives. My YouTube channel. You cannot find it by doing a Google search. YouTube is owned by Google. You can put in my name, Paul Joseph Watson YouTube channel, on a Google search. I checked the first 15 pages of search results. It did not come up once. The only results that come up are people doing impressions of me, hit pieces against me, people who have took my videos and uploaded them on their channels, which I don't even mind people doing. That's completely fair. No videos of mine in the first 15 page results of a YouTube search of my name and YouTube channel on Google. You check it on every other search engine, it comes up, pops up the very first link. How much longer are they going to pretend that there's no giant algorithmic bias against conservatives, which is Dr. Robert Epstein has proven, and in fact he testified in front of Congress about this, has been illustrated to shift millions of votes on election day. There is no purer, more brazen example of election meddling than Google's algorithmic manipulation. And you see it with my YouTube channel. You see it with other YouTube channels we've highlighted before. You can go on there on YouTube search engine, which, by the way, is the second biggest search engine in the world after Google itself, and search for direct headlines related to political figures in quotation marks with the direct headline. And what do you get? You get a wall of mainstream media search results, which in many cases have nothing whatsoever to do with the search that you've performed. I find it difficult to actually find articles that I've written in the past, that other people have written in the past, to refer back to on a day-to-day basis, because they've broken their own search engine. This is so brazen. We're going to get into it more on the other side. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago, and we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We have got a ton of news coming up, including Volkswagen putting out an ad, or attempting to put out a commercial in the United Kingdom, which shows, God forbid, the horror of a woman caring for a baby in a pram. It was immediately banned after three people complained, because according to the Advertising Standards Agency in the UK, it furthers gender stereotypes. God forbid you would have a portrayal of a woman caring for a baby in 2019. That is verboten. Of course, you can have ads showing men being complete idiots and klotzers on commercials, which has been the case for the past 20, 30 years across the board. That's completely fine. You can have ads for the homophobic country of Brunei that still stones gay people to death on the London Underground, that's completely fine. But you can't show an ad featuring a woman with a bikini body. That was banned. Very interesting double standard. We're going to get into that later on in the show. But I want to start off with this new document dump from Project Veritas, which again only confirms in triplicate what we've already been experiencing for the past 2 years plus, for the past 3 years since the election, when, of course, Google executives got up in front of a meeting and sounded off about how they cannot possibly let this happen again, i.e. a populist or Trump getting elected. And they've certainly took a lot of steps in the interim to prevent that from happening. Trump administration has reacted too late. We've heard this social media executive order is in the pipeline. We've been hearing that for the best part of 6 months now. Nothing has happened so far. But now we have this out of Breitbart. Project Veritas, Google whistleblower goes public. I saw something dark and nefarious going on. Now, I think this guy had already released some information, but his identity was shadowed. Now he's gone completely public. This is Zachary Voorhees, who says he's come forward because he, quote, saw something dark and nefarious going on with the company and realized that they were going to not only tamper with the elections, but use that tampering with the elections to essentially overthrow the United States. This is the severity of what we're talking about with social media, algorithmic manipulation, and censorship. As I said in the previous segment, Dr. Robert Epstein has done exhaustive studies of major elections, in one case the biggest election in the world, the Indian election. Spent $3,000 on Facebook ads, that is election manipulation, that is election meddling. It's a drop in the ocean to how Google has broken its own search engine by putting certain websites and certain people on blacklists. And who do you think is on that blacklist? You can look at the search terms as well. This came out today, and it's a list of search terms from Google's query blacklist relating to the shooting in Las Vegas, the Stephen Paddock massacre in October 2017, and they've basically locked down all the keywords that would question that event, despite the fact that, as we know, the motive behind that massacre has not been revealed in the near 2 years since it happened. But they don't want anyone investigating it. They don't want anyone looking into it. They don't want any search results popping up at the top of Google that could actually give anyone an insight into what actually happened. Gateway pundits have been reporting on this all day as well. We have a headline here. Project Veritas leaked Google documents prove tech giant is censoring Rush Limbaugh, Gateway Pundit, Newsbusters, MRC TV, Daily Caller. And of course on that list is Infowars.com, Alex Jones' channel, when it existed, and many others, basically all of them conservative right-wing websites. There are a few that aren't. Media Matters is on there, but again, if you go on Google and try and search for a Media Matters article, chances are it's going to pop up near the top. Ones written by yours truly aren't. My own YouTube channel, as I was talking about in the previous segment, you can Google search Paul Joseph Watson YouTube channel. Not only does it not come up on the first page, I checked earlier, the link to my YouTube channel with the exact search term that you would expect to find it as the first result does not come up in the first 15 pages and beyond that. I didn't have time to check beyond that. It's probably not even on there at all. And now Gateway Pundit reports if you search Google for prominent conservative voices, including Mike Cernovich, Joe DiGenova, Jack Posobiec, or Gateway Pundit, you will see hit pieces and biased attacks. This is the point. This is how they dictate, manipulate, and create reality. The Gateway Pundit is one of the largest, most accurate, most influential publishers in the country today. But earlier this year, if you search Google for Gateway Pundit, the first item that popped up was a hit piece on the Gateway Pundit. You had to go to the fifth item before you could even find a link to their website. And they've got away better than I have, because you don't even get my YouTube channel on the 15th page, never mind the fifth result on the first page. They have another headline here, frightening. Google engineer leaks massive trove of info on Google's information control operations, reveals Google sent police to and FBI to intimidate him. So again, he came out with some information back in June. They immediately clamped down on it, ferreted out his identity, and started intimidating him against releasing more information. But kudos to him, because he's released a huge treasure trove of documents. I think it's like a 90-page document, something around that, proving once again that they do manipulate their search results for partisan purposes. Remember, Sundar Pichai got up in front of a congressional hearing and said, quote, Google has never manipulated or modified the search results or content in any of its products to promote a particular political ideology. Complete and total BS. They were literally in there the days before the referendum on banning abortion in Ireland on their YouTube search engine, relegating, burying anti-abortion YouTube videos after one Slate writer complained about it. This is how it works. This is the media now. Forget about journalism, forget about muckraking. Their entire purpose is to now simply deplatforming narratives that challenge them. One person complained to Google, and they immediately fall into line, butcher their own search results so they're not even accurate anymore, days before a referendum, which, by the way, went in the favor of the pro-abortion people in Ireland, burying anti-abortion YouTube videos. We've caught them doing this time and time again. Again, Mark Dice, you can put in the exact titles to his videos. Michelle Obama trashes Hillary Clinton was one example. Another Mark Dice video called Celebrities React to Hillary Losing Election had 6 million views. You put in the exact headline, it's buried beneath literally dozens of mainstream news outlets which have nothing whatsoever to do with that issue. I mean, this is really a crisis in democracy. This is way worse than $4,000 spent on Facebook ads by a bunch of Russians. And they've got the nerve to get up there in front of Congress and say they don't manipulate anything for partisan purposes when we've caught them doing it time and time again. They've got the nerve to put out headlines saying, oh, Trump's considering a social media executive order based on unproven allegations of conservative bias. How many examples of this do we need to show you? How many times does Comedy Central or Stephen Colbert or any of these shows get to have their videos featured on YouTube trending, get to have ads in their videos. CNN can do a report about ISIS. It's chock full of ads. I do a report about anything, it's automatically demonetized. We have example after example of them manipulating their search engines. And again, this shifts millions and millions of votes on election day. And now we've had yet another example of that. When is this going to be presented in a master volume of evidence to actually push this executive social media order over the edge? Because they've been dragging their feet on it for the past 6 months. It's getting ever closer to 2020, and it's not looking good for Trump. This could definitely swing it. If you're talking about millions of votes on election day, this could definitely swing it against Trump. We need that social media executive order, and we need it quick. Absolutely incredible that you can literally search the exact term, the exact person, the exact YouTube channel, the exact news source you want on the website, the number one search engine in the world that dictates, creates, directs reality, and it's complete fairy. Yet we're still called liars for pointing that out by the media. Absolutely incredible.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
To this. Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Go back live on the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Before I get back into the news, and by the way, I forgot to mention, amidst all this social media censorship, because we had the story today, or last night, that YouTube actually took down the Cuomo Frido video, of course, where he gets irate, angry, threatens to kick someone in the teeth, threatens to throw them down the stairs, for calling him the Italian version of the N-word, even though it blatantly isn't. They took down that video. Only after Breitbart complained about it did it go back up. They claimed it was bullying and harassment. Again, this video made Cuomo look bad. It wasn't. They didn't take it down because he was engaging in bullying and harassment. They took it down because it was going viral. It went viral. That's why they took it down, because it made the CNN host look bad. Only after Breitbart complained, put up an article about it, asked YouTube what they were doing, did it come back up. So it's like whack-a-mole. It's like every day you have to bitch and complain about this stuff, and it prevents you from pushing an actual political message as we get nearer the election. So it just distracts you day after day after day to continually have to fight back against this time and time again, which is why we need your support by getting the products right now at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have the World Awakens Mega Sale, 50 to 60% off top-selling products. It's time to wake up the world and support the broadcast as we expand in the fight against tyranny. With the World Awakens Mega Sale, you've got another chance to get these almost out-of-stock products at an incredibly low price. We're talking massive discounts on everything from the Ultimate Krill Oil, which is back in stock at 50% off. Brain Force Plus, the advanced nootropic that gives you mental clarity, helps you focus, 50% off. Knockout, the sleep aid, 50% off. Bodies, which is the turmeric formula, joint support, supplement support, 50% off. Turbo Force, the ultra powerful energy drink, which is absolutely incredible. Go easy on it though. 50% off, plus lots of other great deals waiting in store at InfoWarsStore.com. They've basically banned us off the internet at this point. Forget about social media. We've been disappeared down the Google memory hole. You don't even come up on their search terms unless it's the mainstream media calling you a hateful bigot, but we are still here over a year after the banniversary back in August of last year, only via your support by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there today to take advantage of the World Awakens Mega Sale, up to 60% off top-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, while the social media executive order remains stuck somewhere within the bowels of the White House, gun control is moving forward thanks to the Ivanka presidency. Headline up at Information Liberation, Ivanka Trump quietly lobbying Congress for gun control, because that's what's important, isn't it? That's not stabbing everyone who voted for Trump in the back. We voted for Donald Trump and got Ivanka, writes Chris Menahan. Ivanka Trump is reportedly calling members of Congress to feel out various gun control proposals and to figure out what needs to be done in order to get them passed. Axios reports that Ivanka has been quietly calling lawmakers since the El Paso and Dayton massacres to gauge their openness to movement on gun legislation when Congress returns. Perhaps she's showing them sad pictures, which is what she did to Trump before the bombing of Syria back in 2017. That's what's important to the Ivanka presidency, not the fact that her father's supporters are being banned and censored off the internet and persecuted at every term, but the fact that we need yet more gun control measures. Thanks a lot for that. Great work. Meanwhile, CNN's Anderson Cooper says it's exciting that whites will not be the majority in America. See, this is the problem time and time again. every time there's a mass shooting blamed on a white supremacist, a right-wing extremist, they say that they've been radicalized because they believe in this giant conspiracy about the Great Replacement, this absolutely harebrained, ridiculous notion that white people in the West are in demographic decline, because that's obviously not the case, isn't it? Not by every single metric imaginable. So it's bad if you talk about that and say it may have some negative consequences. That puts you in league with mass shooters and terrorists. But if you're CNN's Anderson Cooper and you talk about it and say it's a good thing, that's completely fine. CNN anchor Anderson Cooper seemed to celebrate the idea of white people no longer constituting the majority of those in the United States. He said, quote, "The idea that, you know, whites will not be the majority, I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and, you know, progress of our country in many different ways." Imagine if you said that about Native Americans, or if you said it about black abortion rates, or if you said it about black people killing each other en masse in Chirac and places like that. He would be drummed out of a job, but as long as it's white people, the last acceptable form of racism, you can celebrate it, and it's all fine and dandy. He made those comments while interviewing Univision anchor Jorge Ramos, who has openly advocated for more immigration policies. Ramos said there's nothing really they can do against this incredible demographic revolution, and in 2044, everyone is going to be a minority. Great, Tower of Babel, see how that works out for you. And then I think President Trump represents those who are trying to revert that trend, and he doesn't say it. Well, Trump just came out literally 4 days ago and said he wants millions more legal immigrants coming from non-white countries, so no, he's not really saying that, is he? Meanwhile, on the subject of radicalization and violent rhetoric, which the left never disavows and encourages at every possible turn, headline up on Infowars.com, ICE director blames political rhetoric for attack on San Antonio office. We've had yet another attempted violent attack on an ICE office, just as we had the firebombing of an ICE facility in Washington State a few weeks ago, by a self-admitted Antifa radical who openly in his own manifesto said he was radicalized by AOC's concentration camp rhetoric. That story was dropped within about 3 hours by all mainstream media outlets. And now, after an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office was hit with gunfire in San Antonio, the director of the office issued a statement blaming various politicians, media outlets, and activist groups. Of course, now we know that most of the Democratic presidential candidates are running on a policy of abolishing ICE altogether. Many of them have openly encouraged the harassment, the doxing, even in some cases the harassment and doxing of ICE agents' children. So is it any great surprise that bullets are now flying towards ICE officers across the United States? FBI Special Agent Christopher Combs said, "Had the bullets gone 2 inches in another direction, we would be here talking about the murder of a federal official." But the field director at the office, Daniel Bible, seems more certain that the attack was deliberate, and he's blaming leftist ICE rhetoric. He notes misinformation about ICE is being recklessly disseminated by certain politicians and activists. So again, you've got this heightened political extremism on both sides, let's be fair. Difference is, people on the right disavow it at every turn and encourage people not to engage in it. Meanwhile, you have numerous members of Congress, numerous presidential candidates on the Democratic side saying go out and harass Trump supporters. Literally in the case of Reza Aslan saying that Trump supporters need to be eradicated, that Kellyanne Conway needs to be eradicated. So is it any great surprise that many of them are going jihad and now literally trying to attack government facilities, but the media gives them cover and doesn't talk about it? We are live on the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals for up their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. You get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Volkswagen commercial banned in UK because it shows woman caring for a baby. This is the latest out of Clown World UK. It literally just shows a woman sat on a bench with a coffee next to a pram. This is unacceptable in 2019. This is where we're at, with gender stereotypes. The ASA has banned the ad. And it's in the Summit News article with that headline. The ad shows a scene of a woman and a man in a tent on a cliff face. Again, the implication there is that both the man and the woman have climbed this giant cliff, so that sounds quite like equality to me, doesn't it? But God forbid, listen to what they put in this ad. Two male astronauts floating in a spaceship, a male para-athlete with a prosthetic leg doing the long jump, Again, it's not a transgender disabled Muslim, so it's not allowed. At the end of the clip, the woman is seen sat on a bench next to a pram. God forbid the horror. The commercial was banned by the UK Advertising Standard Authority after just three people complained. Imagine being such a pathetic sack of crap that you get offended over a woman sat on a bench next to a pram, and that's your life, is to complain about that. Imagine being that weaselly of a person. The ASA said this. This is what they said. Because it's now against the law, basically, to have ads showing women doing laundry or women doing the washing up in the UK. Seriously. You can show men, ads of men being complete idiots and failing at everything and falling over and being humiliated. That's fine. But the ASA said, quote, by juxtaposing images of men in extraordinary environments, even though they did that with a woman who climbed the cliff face, they ignored that, and carrying out adventurous activities with women who appeared passive or engaged in a stereotypical caregiving role. Because we can't have young women being encouraged to give caregiving roles in society, can we? I mean, what's going to happen? We considered that the ad directly contrasted stereotypical male and female roles and characteristics in a manner that gave the impression that they were exclusively associated with one gender. We concluded that the ad presented gender stereotypes in a way that was likely to cause harm and therefore breach the code. Cause harm to who? The three sacks of crap who are so pathetic that this is their life to complain about things. The professionally offended, outraged, twitchfork mob. The only thing it harmed was their stupid feelings, which are like jelly and need to be harmed anyway. How on earth do they even get through a day? How on earth do they even operate in society if they have breakdowns, nervous breakdowns over seeing a woman on a bench next to a pram? Why are we catering to these people in society? Why is society getting worse? Why is masculinity getting screwed up? The more we confuse stereotypical, normal, in other words, gender roles. And what's funny about it is, like, Volkswagen came back and tried to inject some sense into this, thinking that it would change anything. It's not going to change anything. Three people complained. It's over. They normally ban something after one person complains. So three, to them, is a deluge. Listen to what Volkswagen said. Defending. Oh, by the way, this is going to put like lots of female actresses out of work now that they can't have parts showing them performing caregiving roles in society. That's going to eliminate a lot of jobs for female actresses. Well done. Yay, feminism. Literally putting women out of work. Bravo. Volkswagen said, quote, the core message of the ad was centered on the ability of the human spirit to adapt to challenges and change brought about by circumstances. They illustrated that through a number of different scenarios featuring various characters, so that as diverse an audience as possible would be able to identify with the message. So you've got a couple. Wasn't a mixed race couple. I mean, maybe they'll start banning that in the future. You can't have couples of the same race. They had a couple climbing a cliff face. They had a disabled man doing the long jump. They had some astronauts in a spaceship. They had a woman caring for a baby. So they tried to cover all the bases, but no, it's still bigoted, it's still wrong, and it will still be banned, because three idiots complained. Volkswagen went on to say, they included the final scene of the woman in the park as a relatable example of adaptation to change, as they believe that welcoming a newborn into the family was a life-changing experience that will be shared by many viewers, regardless of gender. No, you can't show positive portrayals of women caring for newborn babies. That is offensive. The scene served a secondary purpose of illustrating the reduction of engine noise in an electric vehicle. So basically this car drives past this woman who sat on a bench at high speed and the audio levels go down. They're illustrating that it's a quiet vehicle. Not that, God forbid, women do care for babies, because we can't have young women seeing that message, can we? No, they all need to be out getting drunk and being completely degenerate and ruining their lives and being unhappy. That's what we need to push. Meanwhile, ads that reinforce negative gender stereotypes about men are still perfectly fine, which brings me back to the manspreading. Of course, we had the media a couple of weeks ago celebrate the designer of the anti-manspreading chair which was completely ridiculous, looked aesthetically hideous and would never be produced. It was just a social justice identity politics stunt, but the media treated it seriously. So why can't we have ads showing women caring for babies? Because it reinforces harmful gender stereotypes and might offend people. But we can have ads, giant ads on the London Underground, lecturing men how to sit. And the image is right there in the article. You can see it up on screen now. That's not how you sit. Sit properly. Who the hell sits like this? Have you ever seen anyone on public transport? This is not even physically, anatomically possible to sit like that with your legs spread out over two people sat next to you. Oh, and by the way, let's talk about bag spreading. No, we never seem to talk about that, do we? And I flashed back in this article to another article, which is from back in April. Ads for homophobic Brunei appear on London Underground, bikini ads banned. You remember back in 2015, we had the big controversy over Protein World. They had a billboard campaign showing an attractive woman who's obviously physically healthy, in good condition, wearing a bikini. A bunch of fat, ugly feminists complained about it and defaced it, so it was banned. But if you want to have an ad for the homophobic nation of Brunei, which tried to pass a law literally allowing gay people to be stoned to death, that ad was perfectly acceptable on the London Underground. We had another example of this. Headline. UK ad featuring sexy female mechanic banned after a single complaint. Again, just takes one permanently, professionally outraged moron to change the nature of society, because now our institutions are catering to their mental illnesses. An ad for a Porsche garage in the UK featuring a sexy female mechanic was banned by the ASA after a single complaint because it was sexually suggestive. So we're to understand now that they've banned an ad showing a woman caring for a baby, and also banned an ad showing a woman working under a car doing mechanics, that you can't show a woman engaging in a stereotypically feminine role, and you can't show a woman engaging in a stereotypically masculine role, again, putting a whole swath of female actresses and people who appear in ad campaigns out of work, literally depriving them of income. That's feminism in 2019. Well done. Bravo. Absolutely ridiculous. Talking about degeneracy, here's another headline. New Universal movie portrays sixth graders playing with sex toys. In the trailer for this, they literally have Seth Rogen at the start telling the child actors in this movie that they can't watch the trailer because it's, quote, too messed up for kids your age. The first scene in the trailer from the actual movie portrays these 11, 12-year-old boys playing with a gimp mask, dildos and anal beads, and it goes on from there. They literally have them transporting ecstasy to playgrounds and stuff like that. This movie is aimed at a pre-teen audience. Someone on Twitter joked, I think this was supposed to be the in-flight movie on Epstein's plane. Absolutely absurd. Don't go away, we'll be back.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live at the final segment of The Alex Jones Show. War Room is coming up in the next hour. Before I hit a raft of final news stories, I want to tell you about the World Awakens mega sale available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have gigantic, whopping, mammoth 50 to 60% off top selling products. It's time to wake up the world and support the broadcast as we expand in the fight against tyranny. Still here, still standing, 1 year after war was declared, after the deplatforming wars begun back in August 2018. Still here, still standing, thanks to your great support by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, where you've now got another chance to get these almost out-of-stock products at an incredibly low price. Go check out the reviews, select the auto-ship option, take advantage of these specials. Brainforce Plus, 50% off. Knockout, the Sleep Aid, 50% off. Bodies, the turmeric formula for joint supplements, 50% off. Turbo Force, the great energy drink, also 50% off, along with lots of other great deals waiting in store for you at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this broadcast by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, Tucker Carlson took a vacation last week. CNN put out an article saying every time a Fox News host takes a vacation, it's actually a disguise for a suspension. They go through a list of different examples. Laura Ingraham, Judge Jeanine, Sean Hannity, Jesse Watters, and Bill O'Reilly, of course, never returned. They all went on vacation at the same time that they were embroiled with controversy for what they said on air during their Fox News show. And now some people are speculating that Tucker Carlson's sudden vacation was actually a suspension. Fox News claims that it was planned well in advance, but CNN tried to talk to numerous high-profile people at Fox News to get a comment on whether it was a vacation or a suspension, and none of them agreed to talk. So that still rages as to whether Tucker Carlson has been suspended or not. He is slated to come back on August 19th, which I expect that to happen. Others speculating that his preeminent slot at the primetime Fox News slot will be replaced or at least supplemented with Ben Shapiro. That is an outcome, an eventuality that nobody wants to see. The response on Twitter to that possibility has been vehemently no. Meanwhile, Epstein's guards falsified records to say they had checked on him. Because what happened with the deplatform, with the censorship, was that they started removing Jeffrey Epstein conspiracy videos, which would have meant removing basically thousands of videos over the past 2 days. I think they only removed one prominent video of people questioning if it really was a suicide. And the latest explanation as to why Epstein's suicide was not prevented is that his guards were asleep for the 3 hours before it happened and later falsified records to make it look as if they had checked on Epstein. So they're running still with this incompetence theory, despite the fact that he was obviously probably the highest profile prisoner that they had ever had. The guards were asleep for hours before, and they filled in the logbook to make it look as if they had been checking on Epstein every 30 minutes. Of course, yesterday it emerged that Epstein allegedly hanged himself using bedsheets. Those very same bedsheets were described as not being much stronger than paper by a former inmate. But apparently he managed to hang himself from a bunk bed using bedsheets not much stronger than paper. Zero Hedge asks, ladies and gentlemen, have we found our patsies in relation to these incompetent jail guards? As we reported yesterday, shrieking and shouting was heard from Jeffrey Epstein's cell the morning he died. While one of Epstein's guards at the MCC was not a regular corrections officer. Also, Epstein's cellmate had been mysteriously removed the night before, meaning there was no one to witness his suicide. And of course, the cameras didn't pick up anything, just by coincidence. Meanwhile, oh, by the way, everyone's basically forgotten about Epstein now. It's out of the news cycle already. That's what happens within 3 days. It's totally gone. Meanwhile, in London, Noel Gallagher of Oasis reveals plans to leave London after a man was stabbed on his street and admits he doesn't want his children growing up in the capital. So even though Noel Gallagher lives in one of the most expensive areas of London, he makes the point that he's got huge housing estates either side of where he lives, and because the gang members in those housing estates are at war with each other, innocent people are now being stabbed, which I can certainly sympathise with. Literally 5 minutes from where I live, 5 minutes walk, people are being stabbed, and now it's not just gang on gang, it's innocent people, some of whom try to intervene in some of this carnage and end up becoming the victims. Well, now Noel Gallagher has revealed he's leaving London after a man was recently stabbed on his street. The former Oasis rocker opened up on his relocation plans after declaring the city is too dangerous to raise his family in. Of course, Liam Gallagher said words to the same effect a few weeks ago, questioning why Sadiq Khan always replies to this knife crime wave, this acid attack wave in London, by simply saying London is open as it continues to get worse. Of course, exacerbated by numerous factors, which they will never talk about, drill rap music being prime amongst them, and the increasing violence on our streets thanks to mass immigration, because a lot of these gang members are coming in from places like the Congo and Somalia, and the gang members already in the UK are having to up their levels of violence simply to compete, simply to remain, to retain their turf. Nobody talks about mass immigration contributing, exacerbating this huge problem. And now Noel Gallagher has said that he is leaving London, and I'll probably be soon to follow him. Meanwhile, over in Germany, Former three-star general says Merkel can't even bring herself to say German people. Which reminded me of the incident a few years ago. You remember when Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, was up on stage celebrating an election victory. She was handed a small German flag to wave in celebration. She looked embarrassed. She shook her head. She disposed of that flag very quickly. And now former three-star general Joachim Wundrak says that Angela Merkel is so politically correct she cannot even bring herself to talk about, quote, the German people. He has announced recently that he's going to run for the mayor of Hanover as a member of the AfD. Slammed Merkel for being the front person for enacting, quote, anti-German pro-mass migration policies and refusing to even acknowledge the existence of German people as a group. He said, quote, Merkel has sworn an oath to Germany, but she already has a problem talking about German people. She prefers to speak of population. Many German politicians struggle to profess their own nation. So she didn't even say the words, the German people, anymore. Meanwhile, Voice of Europe reports Germany multiple women sexually assaulted, senior citizens beaten, all by migrant men. This happened over the weekend in Germany where three women were sexually assaulted. A senior citizen was sent to the hospital after she was beaten. Two Afghan migrants have been arrested while the other three suspects remain at large. Of course, Germany is now inundated by commercials and they even weave the storylines into the narratives of soap operas, trying to get them to accept this new reality, even though from the German government's own numbers, violent crime continues to increase and the majority of it is being committed by these culturally enriching migrants. Italy. Animal cruelty investigation after Muslim migrants slaughter sheep in parking lot. A pair of Tunisian migrants are under investigation by Italian authorities for animal cruelty after allegedly slaughtering sheep in a parking lot. This happened at the village of Bentivoglio in Bologna as part of the annual Islamic festival sacrifice Eid, but was observed by a local security guard. We see these stories all across Europe where they just randomly start slaughtering animals in the street. Again, diversity is a strength. Refugees charged with planning Islamic extremist attack in Merkel's Germany. This basically happens every Christmas at this point. Remember the truck attack back in, I think it was December 2016 in Berlin. Well, now German federal prosecutors say they've charged the three Iraqi refugees with planning an Islamic extremist bombing. That is happening in Germany, as Angela Merkel literally is afraid to use the term the German people. Illegal migrant Uber Eats delivery man arrested for rape. That happened in Bordeaux, France. Meanwhile, in Sweden, journalist smuggles migrant into Sweden, migrant convicted of knife crime. A Syrian migrant smuggled into Sweden by a journalist working for Sweden's national broadcaster has been sentenced in court for knife crimes. Sweden continues to struggle with soaring violent crime and rape rates. Yet they literally have intelligence agencies working with the Swedish government naming myself and the angry foreigner, who is a Bosnian immigrant YouTuber, blaming us for this perceived rise in migrant crime simply for making YouTube videos drawing attention to it. And in fact, last week, the angry foreigner had his channel on the verge of deletion because they'd falsely flagged two of his videos for hate speech. This is a very mild-mannered, moderate person simply drawing attention to the problems related to mass migration in Sweden. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room is coming up next. Breaking news, Infowars.com. Don't go.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.